today is Wednesday, December the 1st, 2021. Welcome to More of the Word with Pastor Chuck Pusho, a podcast designed to help you start your daily devotion with a biblically focused intention. Here's Pastor Chuck.
Hello. We've been studying the Bible's teaching concerning the return of Christ. The return of Christ will usher in the millennium, the 1,000-year reign of Christ on earth before the final judgment. The word millennium means 1,000 years. The term comes from Revelation 20, 1 through 5, when John wrote, "Then I saw an angel coming down from heaven, holding the key of the abyss and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold of the dragon, the serpent of old, who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. And he threw him into the abyss and shut it and sealed it over him, so that he would not deceive the nations any longer, until 1,000 years were completed. After these things, he must be released for a short time. Then I saw the thrones, and they sat on them, and judgment was given to them. And I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded because of their testimony of Jesus and because of the word of God, and those who had not worshipped the beast or his image, and had not received the mark on their forehead and on their hand. And they came to life and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. The rest of the dead did not come to life until 1,000 years were completed. This is the first resurrection." There you have it, the millennium. Throughout the history of the church, there have been three major views on the time and nature of this 1,000-year reign of Christ. The first is called amillennialism. According to this position, the passage in Revelation 20 describes the present church age, the time between the ascension and return of Christ. This is an age in which Satan's influence over the nations has been greatly reduced so that the gospel can be preached to the whole world. Those who are said to be reigning with Christ for 1,000 years are Christians who have died and are already reigning with the Lord in heaven. Christ's reign in the millennium, according to this view, is not a bodily reign here on earth, but rather his heavenly reign right now. Therefore, it's a spiritual, not physical, rule. This view is called amillennial because it maintains that there is no future millennium yet to come. The reason for the word amillennial, the A is the Greek negative particle, so it would be no millennium. Since amillennialists believe that Revelation 20 is now being fulfilled in the church age, they hold that the millennium described there is currently happening. The exact duration of the church age cannot be known, and the expression 1,000 years is simply a figure of speech for a long period of time in which God's perfect purposes will be accomplished. According to this position, the present church age will continue until the time of Christ's return. When Christ returns, there will be a resurrection of both believers and unbelievers. The bodies of believers will rise to be reunited with their spirits and enter into full enjoyment of heaven forever. Unbelievers will be raised to face the final judgment and eternal condemnation. At this time also, the new heavens and the new earth will begin. Immediately after the final judgment, the eternal state will commence and continue forever. Another view is called post-millennialism. According to this view, Christ will return after the millennium. According to this view, the progress of the gospel and the growth of the church will gradually increase so that a larger and larger proportion of the world's population will be Christians. As a result, there will be significant Christian influences on society. Society will more and more function according to God's standards, and gradually a millennial age of peace and righteousness will occur on the earth. This millennium will last for a long period of time, not necessarily a literal 1,000 years. And finally, at the end of this period, Christ will return to earth. Believers and unbelievers will be raised. The final judgment will occur, and there will be a new heaven and a new earth. We will then enter into the eternal state. The primary characteristic of postmillennialism is that it is very optimistic about the power of the gospel to change lives and bring about much good in the world. Observation of the progress of evil in the world would seem to call such a view into question. Tomorrow, we will examine premillennialism.
Thank you for listening to More of the Word with Pastor Chuck Pucheau. Our hope is that this program will help you kickstart your own time alone with God each day. We invite you to use it to set your mind on the things of Him. If you have any questions about this episode or other biblical matters, please feel free to email Pastor Chuck directly at chuck@broadmoor.tv.